This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah! NFL football. The gridiron.
Pigskin.
It's all back, baby. And so are the cheerleaders. Point of controversy this season, because everything has to be a controversy now. Male cheerleaders in the NFL. Specifically, and I don't know really why this is yet, but two male cheerleaders that are on the Minnesota Vikings cheer squad specifically seem to be at the center of all this controversy now. Although the Minnesota Vikings are not the only team that has male cheerleaders. The Ravens, the Panthers, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Eagles!
Yep.
Among many others, have male cheerleaders, 49ers. And maybe it's because the two guys that are on the Minnesota Vikings, they're not like cheer squad college football guys.
Yeah, they're not like the big buff, like stunting cheerleaders that throw the ladies around.
Right. These are two swishy,
wildly floppy little twinks.
That wear like little shorts and they're good at it. One guy's name is Louis Kahn and the other guy's name is Blaze Sheik. That can't possibly be his real name,
Obviously not. Obviously not.
And we want to know, what is your opinion about this? You know, if you've listened to the Wake Up Call for a long enough time, you know pretty much how Katie and I feel about this. You know, the umbrella for how we feel for the most part is, who effing cares? That's mostly, at least me, you know?
I mean, quite truly, who cares?
Right.
Like, the idea that football teams have cheerleaders at all is kind of ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I don't know what they're doing. The Kings dancers, that makes more sense to me. Because, like,
it's a dance squad.
During halftime, they're, like, performing on the court, you can see them.
Right.
If you go to a football game, unless you have great seats, chances are you're not going to see them at all. The players can't hear them. The audience can't. The crowd can't hear them.
Totally agree. So we want to know, 916-909-1065, especially if you disagree with me and Katie, call, because honestly, we cannot understand why you're so upset about this. Let's talk to Cameron. Good morning, Cameron. What's your point of view on this?
So I don't necessarily see it as like an
inherently bad thing that people need to, like, lose their mind over on the internet. I will say it's interesting, to say the least. And the only reason I say that is just because I guess I've always associated cheerleading as being a woman's sport. I don't know if that's wrong for me to say, but I guess I could see trying to maybe try out some new things. So I'm kind of like in the middle of, like, I don't think it's really super bad, but I think it's just different compared to what maybe a lot of us are used to.
Well, and I think it's okay to acknowledge that something is different.
Thank you so much, Cameron, for calling. NFL cheerleaders in the 90s, 80s and 90s became what they kind of are stereotypically now. And it was because of the Dallas cheerleaders. I remember being a kid, and that was the first time I was ever even aware of cheerleaders. We're going to get to what the mother of Louis Kahn said, one of the male cheerleaders in this controversy. Rochelle, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
What's your take on this?
I think that currently it's definitely more of like a dance team aspect than a traditional cheer squad as it used to be.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, men are just as good at dancing as women are and should be given the same opportunity to do it in this platform if they're wanting to.
Some of the people that are against this passionately are using like another DEI initiative, which is, by the way, this is the only time you'll see a white man, like somebody blasting a white man in DEI.
Because they're gay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the mom of this, unfortunately, for like as much as we want to say like who just effing cares about this, Louis does.
Oh.
And this makes me like really sad, honestly, because she said, you know, for somebody with his talent and work ethic, achieving these goals just to get slammed for doing something he's incredible at and passionate about and doing something he loves is a true shame.
You know,
so
what? You know,
that
what?
Sucks.
I think a big part of this is, well, honestly, the men especially that have a problem with this.
I know what you're going to say.
I need to tell you something. So get close to the radio. You are gay. Okay. But the fact that, like, they can't just, like, yeah, lust over the cheerleaders now because some are boys.
Right. Which, by the way, they could if they weren't so distracted by the boys.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.